Our first Democrat of the day is the DFLer running in the Minnesota Senate District 38. This is a Republican seat. This is a potential pickup, and it is within the metro area. This is something we couldn't pick up. Kind enough to join us is Justin Stoferon. He is running for Senate District 38. Justin, thank you very much. I appreciate the time.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Matt.
My pleasure having you on the air. Once again, 38, this is kind of north of St. Paul. It's Lionel Lakes, Circle Pines, White Bear Lake is up there. Part of Blaine, I think, is in that district. Am I correct on that?
Yep, part of Blaine, Hugo, Centerville, Delwood, White Bear Township, and North Oaks. And I think we've covered it. So, yep, up there in the Northeast Metro.
Nice. You can say it from memory. Nicely done. Let's first of all find out a little bit more about you. Who exactly is Justin Stoferon?
Absolutely. Well, I'm a husband, a father, a policy nerd, and as you mentioned, running in 38. I live in White Bear with my wife, Marissa, and our two young children, Freddie and Verity. And I've spent my career working on tax, economic development, and small business issues at the state capitol for advocacy organizations and state agencies. And so I feel like I have the experience needed to hit the ground running and be a strong advocate for my friends and neighbors in 38 at the in the Minnesota State Senate.
What prompted you, what made you make that turn and say, you know what, I think enough's enough here. I'm going to go run for the Senate seat.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I'm here talking with you, having had a really being blessed to have a great career and build a middle-class life with for my family, and in large part because of the educational opportunities I've had, in particular the chance to go to college, which was not a foregone conclusion. I grew up with my mom, who worked a low-paying call center job. We were four to a two-bedroom apartment, and no one on her side of the family had ever gone to college, so it wasn't a hot topic of conversation when I was growing up, but I got the chance to go because of Pell Grants and state assistance. Or put another way, I got to go to college because policymakers made the decision to invest in the potential of kids like me from families like mine. And that's not only a value sort of at the heart of why I'm running, I think it's a value at the heart of what's made Minnesota so exceptional. We're despite the very real challenges we face, we're leaders in income and Fortune 500 companies and workforce and voting and quality of life, not because we've slashed taxes for rich people and demonized public investments, but because we've doubled down on investing in our greatest asset, and that's Minnesotans. And I see, you know, both that sort of slipping away. I don't think that's a value a lot of Senate Republicans or a viewpoint that a lot of Senate Republicans share. And I think, you know, we can't just rest on the laurels of the Minnesota miracle 50 years ago. We need to both recommit to what that was about, but also think about what's the new Minnesota miracle for today's challenges and opportunities.
When you look at your district, it's basically the Forest Lake split heading down southward, heading towards the east, a little bit towards White Bear. One of the things that you talk about in investing in your community, you are in a district which is growing. It is picking up population. It's picking up growth. You want the right kind of growth to happen. And you're right. I think you nailed it. Republicans are kind of the mindset of shrug your shoulders and hope for the best. The reality is you have the opportunity to drive. We talked to Susan Kent, senator down the new majority, minority leader down in the Senate for the DFL. We talked to her about Woodbury. You look at how they've done in Woodbury. They've done such a good job at developing that community and being on the forefront. That's not just hoping it happens. It's, as you said, you have a district that needs to have not everything done for you, but, you know, hey, let's help you with roads. Let's help you with, you know, mass transit. Let's help you with, you know, affordable housing. Let's get the worker class in here. Let's maybe get some tax incentive breaks to get small businesses to move up here. Get the jobs there. You have the ability to do that now, and you're right. I don't think Chamberlain and any of the Republicans are doing anything like that right now in the state.
No, well, and, you know, you talk about the being a growing district, and one of the things that drives the vibrancy throughout the communities in the district are the schools, the wonderful schools that we have, whether it's the White Bear School District or the Centennial School District, sort of in the northern part of the district. And, you know, state funding since 2003 to those two school districts, when you account for the, you know, rising, when you account for inflation, has declined about on a per student basis, about 13.5% in White Bear and about 4% in Centennial. And so it's no surprise that those school districts have had to go to voters for levy referendums or levy extensions. And fortunately, the communities in 38 have overwhelmingly approved those. But I think it also speaks to that it's about time that the state live up to its commitment to funding our schools. And you look at the education budgets that Senate Republicans have put out these last 4 years, they do very little to keep pace with rising costs and keep our great schools exactly that, great schools.
Well, and as you talk, and we're talking about the growth there, I mean, it's a tough location because you can have 5 years a school district go from, you know, four elementary schools, one junior high, one high school. And in 5 years, the way growth happens in this metro, you can have two more elementary schools and another junior high and possibly be talking about splitting the school district because they're getting too many people. This idea of I am one of these people that regardless of where you're at, inner city, rural districts, or even in these growing suburbs, the way we've done things is just not well, because how many times do you want to go back hat in hand to the school district and ask for a referendum or a levy? I think the state needs strong leadership there to basically say, let's fix this funding issue once and for all so that we're not, you know, we're not berating taxpayers of, you know, property owners to constantly have to keep raising and raising and raising, especially in a district like yours, which is growing.
Absolutely. No, yeah. Couldn't agree more.
When you talk about growth here, and I'd be remiss if I didn't bring up transportation too. Obviously, you've got like I said, you pretty much right up to the Forest Lake split. So you got parts of 35W, 35E, a good stretch of 35E there.
Yep.
61 coming on down there. You want to develop this right, and I think that once we go back, going back to what you said earlier, Republicans just kind of shrug their shoulders and yeah, well, if it gets developed, it gets developed. You can look at, you know, whether or not you're bringing in business there and meaning you're going to need to get workers up there, or if you're looking at people that are commuting into St. Paul, possibly Minneapolis, for their job, you need to look at the transportation and mass transportation and develop that in a proper manner to go along with the growth.
Well, definitely. And another point to that is we have an aging population in our district, and obviously an aging population all across the state. And so if we're going to, you know, the people, oftentimes folks in this district want to, they want to age in place. They love these communities, and that gets a lot harder if, home health aides and personal care attendants don't have the means, that may live in St. Paul or Minneapolis, don't have the means to get into these communities and help care for people. Or it's hard for them to, live within this community if there's not things like, more affordable housing. And I also, sort of back to some of the education pieces, wrapped up into that is the need for, career and technical ed. There's a couple of different manufacturers in the White Bear area that I've met with. I'm a member of the White Bear Township Economic Development Board, and I've met with some of the manufacturers, and they're, sending headhunters out across the country for welders. It's all an ecosystem that you have to invest in and help build.
And you talk about that. Here's where we can bring it all back around again, too. When you talk about welders or pipe fitters or any of the skilled trades, you talk about college and the opportunities you had. We need to make sure those are available. We also need to make sure people understand you can make a lot of money right now. Yeah. If you can become a carpenter, plumber, welder, you can get into these skilled trades. And making the incentives we need to get these kids into those, out of the schools and into those trade programs, apprenticeship programs, working with the union so that they can get these kids trained in. You're right. I mean, and those are great jobs, $50,000, $60,000 a year and as much work as you want. I mean, it is really an untapped resource, which we have to start looking at, is that post-high school education can mean a lot of different things.
No, this the laborers have a training center in Lino Lakes that I've visited and met with their apprenticeship coordinator. And, you know, about 5 minutes into our discussion, I'm looking at this document with all the wage rates of different positions. I told the guy, I said, you know, you had me questioning every career decision I've made up until this point. Of course, when I told my wife this later in the day, she was quick and correctly reminded me, Justin, you couldn't do that work, which is true. I'm more a spreadsheets kind of guy, so she's right on that front. But no, I mean, this is the White Bear School District has a wonderful career pathways program that that I've learned about that is doing great work not only in skilled trades but in you know, nursing and the healthcare field and you know, the automotive field, getting kids real world experiences and helping. It's something, you know, my college worked real well for me. It didn't work as well for my younger brother, despite having sort of this college or bust message given to both of us. And you know, my brother, I think, would have done great with a career pathways, had a career pathways program existed to help. You know, he's always been real good with his hands and that kind of thing. So it's we need to make sure it's not about picking one over the other. It's about making sure that all of those opportunities are both presented to students and available to students.
Justin, we're at the point here where I'm going to talk to everyone out there, and I'm going to just sort of say, folks, we need 38 to flip to the DFL. We cannot have this clown car of a Republican Party in charge of that Minnesota Senate anymore. They're not caring about the communities. They don't care about their constituents. They only care about their personal agenda, and it's not helping. We can flip 38. This is a very winnable district for the DFL.
Yes, it is.
But we need to have people that are door knockers. We need phone bankers. We need donations. And Justin, I mean, obviously, it's a quick and easy drive into the North Metro here to help out in your district.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yep. No, that's my wife makes my wife and I make it back and forth every day, so it's nice and easy.
JustinStofferon.com. That's Justin JUSTIN Stofferon STOFFER. AHN.com. I'll link to everything on the social media a little bit later on. Get in touch with Justin. Send it District 38. Help out any way you can, and let's flip this seat. We have a few months here. You can make a plan. This is a weekend trip. Easy enough. Go up there and help out in that district. Justin, thank you very much. I appreciate the time today.
Oh, of course. Thank you so much. And together we'll retire Roger.
We'd like to do that. Justin Stofferon is once again Senate District 38, the DFL candidate there, Democrat of the Day, number one for today. We'll be back after the break. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.